You know, when Moses gave the people the law, it's kind of amazing because Israel was in the midst of many nations that had a whole array of different gods. They were many, most of the people around Israel worshiped a whole number of different gods. So for the faith of Israel to take root and to have only one God, it's really a kind of an amazing thing. When you read the Old Testament and you see over and over again this belief in the one true God, just think about all the neighbors around and how all the neighbors had a whole polyphony of different gods. Think how amazing it is that we have one God, worship of one God, one true God, and we're to love him. The scribe answered correctly, but Jesus said, "You're not too far from the kingdom of God." So what was missing? He knew that you had to love God above all things with your whole heart and mind, soul, strength, everything that you have, to love God that way. That was a commandment of God himself. And to love our neighbor as ourselves. So what else is there? What else could possibly be missing from the life of this scribe? The kingdom of God here on earth is only partially revealed. We don't know the full extent of the kingdom of God until we enter into eternal life with God in heaven. So when Jesus said, "You're not too far from the kingdom of God," what was our Lord thinking? I think the answer might be very simple, just in one word. What was missing was Jesus. Belief in Jesus. Didn't Jesus himself say that he was the way, not one way among many ways, but the way to the Father? And that we are to enter into the narrow gate. That narrow gate is Jesus himself, who takes us to the Father. As we hear in the letter to the Hebrews we've been reading for the last few Sundays, Jesus is the great high priest, the one mediator between God and man. So that scribe, he knew what the basic commandment of God is for all humanity. To have one true God and to love that God above all things, and Jesus adds, our neighbors as ourselves. Indeed, how can we know that if we really love God or not? The only way we're going to know is by the way we love our neighbor or don't love our neighbor. If there's one person in our life that we do not love, then we know our love for God is false. It's not complete the way it should be, because God has commanded us to love all people, even our enemies. So maybe that scribe, I don't know, but maybe that scribe, after listening to Jesus, hearing him more fully, came to believe that he's the one true God who has manifested himself here on earth. And that Jesus is the absolutely necessary way that leads us to God. I always think that a Christian who surrenders to Christ, who knows Christ, who loves Christ, is the most fortunate of all human beings. Just think of all the people around the world who do not know Jesus Christ. And then think how fortunate you are that you have that faith that Jesus is the way and the truth. He's the truth. He's the life. God has given you that faith that can move mountains even. And God has given you also the great commandment to love God and love our neighbor as ourselves. Maybe that scribe was living out those commandments. Hopefully he was. But hopefully he also came to know that he needs Jesus Christ. He needs him, as we all do, if we want to enter into that kingdom fully. But of course, we need somebody to preach it. We need somebody to help us to know that, to feed us. So Christ himself does. He's the good shepherd. He feeds us. He helps us. Even in this Mass, he feeds us with himself, with his body, his blood, his soul, his divinity, with medicine for immortality. That's what we receive when we receive Christ here in the Mass. May the Holy Virgin, the spotless Mother of God, intercede for us, help us to love Jesus above all things, to enter into his life, to be one with him and the Father.